Hello and welcome to Johanningsmeyer Talk Sports. I'm Noah Johanningsmeyer, and with the NBA Finals now set as Celtics vs. Warriors, everyone now with their eyes on the NBA, even with no LeBron, KD, or Giannis in the finals. And for each of these teams in the finals, they have had very different paths to get here. And to start off this edition of JTS, I'm going to take a look at each of these teams' paths to get here. And I'm going to be starting off with the Warriors. And in my opinion, with the Golden State Warriors, their path here truly begins in the 2019 NBA Finals. You go back there, you look what happened. The Raptors won it in six, and that was mainly because of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson's injury. Well, the next 2.5 years, the Warriors still without both of those players. Kevin Durant, he's gone. He's in Brooklyn. He's teamed up with Kyrie Irving. But for Klay Thompson, he stayed loyal. He stayed with Golden State. He's just dealt with back-to-back devastating injuries that had him miss 2.5 years and really impacted this team and just made it so it was impossible, basically, for them to be a contender. And even the past couple years, Stephen Curry, he's battled with some injuries. In the 2019-2020 season, he only played 5 games. In the past 2 seasons, he's played 63 and 64 games. So he's missed really a quarter of the season each of the past 2 years. And to try to be a competitor, try to be competing for a title, with Steph Curry being your number one option, missing a quarter of the games, and Klay Thompson being your number two option, missing almost all of the games, only played half of the season this year. It's really been difficult for the Warriors to try to compete, but now here they are almost fully healthy and they look just unbeatable almost. I mean, they haven't played the toughest competition ever to get to the NBA Finals. A lot of people saying their journey wasn't that difficult. But round one, they faced off against the back-to-back MVP, Nikola Jokic, and gave him a gentleman's sweep, 4-1. Second round, they battled off against Ja Morant. He got hurt in that series. But overall, the Grizzlies are just a great team, really deep, just a little young, and the Warriors were able to take advantage of that and get that series 4-2. The Warriors really have been able to just put it all together. Just looking at those past couple of years that I was just talking about, they really struggled, and it led to some high draft picks, and they took advantage of that. They got very talented guys. They got James Wiseman. He's been dealing with some injuries, but he's a talented young piece on this squad. They got Jonathan Kuminga in last year's draft with the 7th pick. That was huge. His rookie season this year, he played 70 games, averaged 9.3 points. He was out there contributing to this squad and making an impact for this Warriors team as a rookie. Moses Moody, another rookie drafted in the lottery, he's been earning his way up the rotation, and there's some rumors going on. He's earned a spot in the finals rotation. He's becoming a huge piece of this team, and another key draft pick for this team over the past couple of years while dealing with these injuries is Jordan Poole. They did not actually have to have a horrible season to get Jordan Poole, though, because he was the 28th pick when he was drafted in 2019 following the NBA Finals where the Warriors lost to the Raptors. But now, in Jordan Poole's third year, he has really stepped up and made an impact for this Warriors squad. And you can truly say that having Klay Thompson be out for 2.5 years and having Steph Curry miss so many games the past 2 seasons, it really has allowed for Jordan Poole to develop with little pressure. He's just the backup. He's just filling in the role, but he's still able to get those valuable minutes and show up. And now he's come up big for the Warriors and been a huge piece for this squad. And him, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, it used to be just the Splash Bros. It's the Splash Party now with Jordan Poole and the Poole Party. And now the Warriors, just at full strength, in these NBA playoffs, minus James Wiseman, though he's still hurt for this Warriors squad, but almost at full strength. And they've almost looked like the perfect blend of young and old all coming together. And that's really how this team has gotten to the NBA Finals. I mean, obviously, this is an elite team. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, that's an elite core. They're on to their sixth final appearance in the last 8 years. The Warriors are an elite team, and it's really been those three guys that I just mentioned, that trio, leading the way. And they're obviously built to win now as they are in the NBA Finals. But when you really think about it, they're set up perfectly for the future. This Golden State Warriors team is not only built to win now, but they're set up to win 5 years from now. 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 10. Just look at the core. The young guys that I just mentioned that they drafted the past couple of years dealing with these injuries. Moses Moody, Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman. If they can keep those four guys together for the next 5, 8 years, that is a title-contending team in 5 years. Those four as your four main pieces. I truly believe that. Jordan Poole looks like a guy who can develop into being a number one option on a championship team. Maybe he won't get as high as that, but undoubtedly, I believe within his career, he will be talented enough to be the number two option on a championship team. And this Warriors squad has really set themselves up for success for so many years now. They missed those 2 years because of all those injuries, missed the finals those 2 years because of the injuries. But when you really look at it, in the long run of this Warriors dynasty, those injuries truly could be almost helpful. Just looking, it's horrible that Klay Thompson had to miss all that time, but the Warriors were able to get these key pieces that can build them for the future, and now this Warriors squad set up perfectly, and they really made it look easy almost going through these playoffs. Only the Grizzlies could take them to six. Gentlemen sweep to Luka Doncic and the Mavericks and to Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. It is truly, or this is truly perfect for the Warriors right now. They are set up to continue to be a dominant force in the NBA. And now to take a look at the Celtics' journey. For the C's, you can really go back to June 28th, 2013 and look at the trade made between the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. In that trade, huge superstars got sent to Brooklyn, including Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. But they were all past their prime. And in Brooklyn, they did nothing. But for Boston, they received three outright first-round picks from the Nets, and then also a 2017 swap best pick from the Nets. And out of those picks, two of them turned out to be Jason Tatum in 2017 and Jaylen Brown in 2016. Although Jason Tatum was not directly from that Brooklyn trade, as Brooklyn ended up with the first overall pick in that year, and the Celtics inevitably traded back to the third with the Sixers, and the Sixers ended up with Markelle Fultz with the first, and the Celtics ended up with Jason Tatum with the third. But that's a story for another day, as the Sixers really got robbed in that one. But for Boston, it was huge. That trade with the Nets set them up to be where they are now. It got them superstars in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The Celtics have known since they drafted Tatum and Brown that they were going to be key pieces for this team moving forward. But for a couple of years, the Celtics didn't really believe that either of those guys could be the main piece, or that those guys could just come together and win it. They thought they needed to go out, get Kemba Walker, get Kyrie Irving, get another guy who can come on this team and be the leader that leads this team to the finals But that did not work out. It just did not work for the Boston Celtics. It did not work because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown didn't really need that extra piece. All they needed was time. They just needed some time to develop and get it going. But really, in the NBA, there's a lot of impatience. You want to win now. You want it to happen now. And a couple of years with some playoff struggles, changes seem to be made, or changes almost have to be made in the NBA because of the impatiency. And a change had to be made last offseason, and it was for the Boston Celtics, as former head coach Brad Stevens moved to the front office and they brought in Udoka as the head coach. And really, looking back at it with 2020 hindsight right now, that seems like the perfect decision. Because the other opportunity they had was to break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, get rid of one of them. There were many people calling out for one of them to be taken off of the Celtics, because the Celtics just did not seem like they were gonna get it done with those two guys. But right here, right now, they are there. They have made it to the finals. Jason Tatum has proven he can be the number one option on a finals level team, as he is the number one option on these Boston Celtics, who are in the NBA Finals. And just looking at their path this year, they played against the Brooklyn Nets, they played against Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and they were able to sweep them. To be able to sweep the Brooklyn Nets with those two superstars seems almost absurd, but the Celtics were able to get it done. Undoubtedly, they had the best first round performance from any teams that moved on. But now, moving into the second round and into the Eastern Conference Finals, some people are questioning the Celtics' performance, but I do not necessarily agree with that. In the second round, they played the Bucks, which Chris Middleton missed a good portion of that series against the Bucks. But the Celtics were still able to get it done and beat Giannis in seven. Giannis, the defending champion. They beat the defending champs. The Celtics were able to get it done and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals and show that they are able to compete at that level. And in the Eastern Conference Finals, they were playing against the Miami Heat, a team who in the 2020 season got themselves to the NBA Finals and then lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Heat just overall have lots of depth and lots of good players coming around Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. And in this series, the Heat were truly missing Tyler Hero for basically all of it. Even when he was on the court, he was not himself. He was playing at 50%. That was not the sixth man of the year Tyler Hero that the Heat are used to being able to rely on. But although the Heat were without Hero, they still had their guy Jimmy Butler. And in game one, Jimmy Butler went out there and won that game. Jimmy Butler is a winner. He was able to get 41, 5, and 9 in game one against the Celtics and take that one. And then in game six, Jimmy Butler did the same thing, 47, 8, and 9 at Boston, and was able to win that ball game for the Heat. Although Boston probably should have been able to win this series against the Heat in a lesser amount of games, you cannot discredit the fact that Jimmy Butler is a certified winner and is going to be able to get his team to where they need to be, and he will compete. Jimmy Butler is not going to go out easy, and he really showed that in this series. And although there are some critics saying the Celtics' performance allowing this series to go to seven, and the Celtics in the second round allowing that series to go to seven, almost diminishes the view of the Boston Celtics, I just completely disagree with. I think all the credit goes to Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat for taking this series to seven, it does not discredit the Boston Celtics whatsoever. Jason Tatum, although he had some inconsistencies in this series, still showed up when it mattered, still was able to get it going for Boston and win this series. And when you really look at it, the Boston Celtics in Game 7 were up 20 points in the second quarter. It looks like this team could go out and win in a super dominant fashion and just win by 30, maybe even 40 points. But Jimmy Butler was able to turn it up, turn it on, get it going, and as he and his teammates started seeing shots going in, they locked in defensively and really got it going against this Boston Celtics team and were able to come back. That does not discredit the Boston Celtics, though. That just shows the motor of Jimmy Butler, the leadership, the mentality Jimmy Butler has, and his ability to just get his team in that mindset. And it was very important for Boston, or for Miami, to be able to continue competing in this series. And that was because of Jimmy Butler. And I believe that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown truly are a duo that can be a dominant dynasty in the NBA for another couple of years following this NBA playoffs. And now looking ahead into this NBA Finals, as the Celtics and Warriors will face off, the Celtics are a great team. I truly believe in them. I believe in their future, but I don't think they get it done against this Warriors team. This Warriors team, truly to me, just does not look like they would lose a seven-game series against any team. If every single team in the NBA at full health, I'm taking the Warriors in a seven-game series. This team just clicks. They get it done. Although they do not have the defense that the Miami Heat have, their ability on the offensive end is almost going to be impossible to stop. But the good thing for Boston is they're a top defensive team in this league. They have the defensive player of the year in Marcus Smart and as their point guard. And they have guys like Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, who can make defensive impacts both down low and out on the perimeter, but it's not going to be enough against the Warriors. The Golden State Warriors have the Splash Brothers, or the Splash Trio, whatever you want to call them nowadays, with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and throw in Jordan Poole into that mix. They have a unique playmaker in Draymond Green, who is a four that can take on the roles of a point guard and really just control the flow of the court when he's on the floor. They have the young talents in Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga, who have stepped up for this team. I just see this Warriors team really controlling this series, but I believe in Boston, and I think they can take one, they can take two, maybe even three, but I would go Warriors in six in this series. I see Boston having a good shot to win when they're on their home floor. I think they can maybe win two on their home court, but I don't think it will be enough for Boston to win this series. I don't really see them going to San Francisco and beating the Warriors. It's possible. We could see Jason Tatum truly step up, but I don't think he's fully there yet. I believe in Jason Tatum as a number one option on a championship team. Fully, I believe in him doing that throughout his career, but I don't see it happening this year. He's shown in the playoffs that he can step up huge. He can have the huge performances. In the first round, he looked like he was outplaying Kevin Durant. But he's also had inconsistencies in this playoffs. And if he goes into this Warriors series, if he goes into the NBA Finals and has a couple off nights, has a couple bad games, it just won't work. Although in basketball, you just have bad days. You just cannot do it against this Warriors team. His team needs him to be there every single game, performing at his highest level. And I don't know if I truly believe yet that Jason Tatum is capable of doing that for this Warriors squad. And I think that the Warriors are going to be able to handle business and win this series and win yet another NBA championship and continue this dynasty that has been going on for 8 years now.